Hi, Nolita. Hi, Zaki. Well, good morning. Good morning, everyone. I'm glad to be back with you guys over these holiday days that we've had this past week. We had Christmas, which some of us know what the true Christmas the true meaning of Christmas really is. The true meaning is the reason for the celebration is Jesus. He's the reason for the season for those of us who are believers. And for the world, how we mix in these pagan holidays. But I'm glad to be here. And I'm glad that this Christmas season is past us. And now that we are going into a new year, let's find out what this is all about. Let's find out what this new year holds for us. Let's find out what it means to be Black and American, who Black Americans are, and what is happening to us as a people. Come on, let's go in with some prayer so this message can be blessed today. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for blessing me with this platform, for to be able to give your message, what you give me to give to your people, to awaken your people with eyes of understanding, that this message may awaken the eyes of their understanding, that they may know who they are and whose they are. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. And as we go into this message, I want to give you more background on what has happened to us, who the Holy Roman Empire is. You must know that the Holy Roman Empire is alive and well today, and that we are under Gentile rule, which is under the Roman Empire. This is Satan's kingdom. So, let's find out how European imperialism in Africa worked. Let's see what this is all about. Oh, okay, they're saying that they can't hear us. So check the sound. Can you guys hear me? Give me a thumbs up if you can hear me. Give me a yes. Give me something to say you can hear me. Anyway, let's get into this. European imperialism in Africa. The invasions, colonization, and rivalry. Okay, so the colonialization of Africa is a little unique because it was colonized so late in history. You all do know that the colonization of the world, when the Europeans went throughout this world, this started basically in like the 1500s, 1600s, y'all, 1800s was really when colonization began in 1800s. But our power failed in like the 1500s, 1600s is when our power failed and our power structure failed. That's why Europe went dark, y'all. It's called the Dark Ages for a reason, because the Black kingdoms failed and had to relinquish their power. So their power was given to the Europeans or through Japhet. It was given to Japhet through Gentile rule. So let's see. In the Middle Ages, certain European powers had built settlements or port along the African coast. But by and large, the whole of Africa remained uncolonized into the 1860s and 1870s. For thousands of years, African tribes throughout the interior of the continent were free to go about their lives, often having wars with each tribe, with other tribes for expansion. Aside from strategic trading ports, most Europeans simply did not have much interest in Africa. So there were a few exceptions here and there. One exception was this guy named David Livingstone. David Livingstone was a Scottish missionary and explorer who helped map much of Africa. Livingstone's meeting with explorer H.M. Stanley was for the basis for the commonly quoted question, "Mr. Livingstone, I presume." I didn't say that right. But anyway, he really helped map much of Africa. And the exploration, well, Livingstone and Stanley both did exploration and the mapping of Africa, which helped fuel the European interest in the continent. When Livingstone and Stanley went over into Africa, they saw all of what Africa had to offer. They saw all the richness, the vast richness in the land. So they had to colonize Africa because they wanted to get all the precious resources of the land and use the people resource of the land as well. Have those tribes warring against one another. So anyway, it says the scramble began. Historians use the term scramble for Africa to describe the period of intense European interest in colonization, occupation, and annexation of Africa between the 1880s and 1914. Sometimes this is also called the partition of Africa or the race for Africa. Remember, y'all, they parted God's land. God said that in his word. For that, they must be punished. When they parted God's land, and they all got a piece for themselves, they raped, pillaged, and did all these evil, wicked, cruel things to the continent of Africa, to the parts that they designated for themselves. They went in and took the choice parts of the land for themselves to build their houses and you know, make their farms and everything. And then they worked the people of the land to the death for the precious resources that they found in the land. So now it's time for them to get kicked out. But anyway, this led to the European power realized the value of African territories and began trying to take it over. This led to tremendous competition among the European powers, particularly Belgium, Great Britain, France, Germany, Italy, Portugal, and Spain. The Berlin Conference is often considered the starting point for the scramble for Africa. The Berlin Conference was held in Berlin, Germany, between 1884 and 1885, and was attended by numerous European states whose aim was to divide up the continent among themselves. Pardon God's land, y'all, that's in scripture. The conference was put together by German Chancellor Otto von Bismarck. See, in the years before the Berlin Conference, disputes over territories arose among the European powers. France and Portugal, for example, might lay claim to the same tract of land. The Berlin Conference divided up Africa into spheres of influence. You hear that? The Berlin Conference did this. They got together and formed this thing called a Berlin Conference, y'all. We need to know these things. This is our history. This is how we begin to understand what has happened to us, why it has happened to us, and to get the just of what is still yet to happen to us. This ain't the end of this thing, y'all. This is what they did under Gentile rule. This is what Japheth did, Esau, because you have to know the players to know where, who we are, who they are, and where we all figure into this big picture of things. So let's go back and do research on the powers, the European powers, that started this whole thing under Gentile rule. Okay, so the Berlin Conference divided up Africa into spheres of influence, whereby each country knew what territory was theirs and what was not. France controlled much of Northwest Africa, while Great Britain controlled parts of Southern Africa and Northeastern Africa. Belgium and Germany and Portugal also controlled pockets of territory here and there throughout the continent. Invasions, occupation, and rivalries. It's important to remember that during this age of nationalism, there go that word, y'all, nationalism and imperialism, having a lot of colonies and having a vast worldwide empire was understood as a symbol of power. So those countries with the most colonies were often perceived as the most powerful. This is why the European powers sought to snatch up regions of Africa for themselves. Because all the great wealth comes from Africa, y'all. Also, many European countries engaged in colonization and exploitation under the pretense of civilization, y'all. Basically, this means European countries tried to tell themselves humanitarian reasons were the motive for their conquest. Lies. The motive for their conquest was power and control. He who controls the gold controls the wealth. So come on, y'all. It's got to be the truth that comes out of this for us to know how we got here. What is this all that we into? What these powers are, who are these powers, and what rule and control they got over us or they think they have over us. Because, as I said about the 400-year rule, that 400 years had a time period to end, y'all. In a short 4 months, springtime, we are released from all of this. And you must know who these players are to know they don't have control and power over us like they did. This was all for a purpose. We were to be punished. We are in the process now of coming out of our punishment because we have done the time for the crime that we committed. So now we 100, y'all. We coming out. We coming out in the springtime. And as we come out, these powers that be, they will still think that they have some form of control, but they are a part of Gentile rule. You must know that these powers that divided up the continent of Africa, these same powers are in rule and in control over our lives, or so they think, or so we think. Until a certain time period. When that time period is ended, nobody has control over us. Spiritual chains are broken off our hands and feet. That yoke destroyed off our neck and back. Come on, y'all. How that's gonna look? How that's gonna look that we's free? We's free, y'all. How that's gonna look to these powers that be, these European powers that stole us and put us into captivity? All according to what the Bible told us it was gonna be. They told us that the Bible told us that it was gonna work this way, that this was our just due because of the punishment that we had to go through. But the lining, the bright lining and the silver lining in this dark cloud is that we come out as a nation, y'all. We are the kingdom of righteousness. But let's get back to this report that I'm giving you guys. Today, Belgium is a small country that keeps to itself. But during this time, it had dreams of a great empire. A key figure in the scramble for Africa was King Leopold II of Belgium, y'all. Research him, King Leopold II. That devil. A key figure in the scramble for Africa, okay, was King Leopold II of Belgium, who set up a private colony called the Congo Free State, y'all, whereby he extracted from it a fortune. The Congo Free State was set up under the guise of philanthropic activity, y'all. But in fact, it was just a way for King Leopold II to get rich and exploit the area. Great Britain, one of the most powerful countries in the world, took control of Egypt and what is now South Africa. Colonial uprisings in South Africa resulted in the First and Second Boer Wars between 1880 and 1881, and 1899 and 1902, respectively. Even though the Berlin Conference was supposed to dissolve disputes, crisis still broke out periodically, fueled by strategic rivalry and greater territorial ambitions. The Tangier Crisis, or the First Moroccan Crisis, was one such example. The Tangier Crisis, y'all Google this stuff now so you can prove this information and teach our children, was a major dispute between Germany and France that took place between 1905 and 1906 over the French colony in Morocco. And in my book, you all, I show you guys, in my book, y'all, I show you guys what the coat of arms used to be. Those coats of arms comes from black rulership, just like this. I don't know if you can see this page, but you see that? That is a black queen. I believe that she is an empress. That's a black king. This is a king at the bottom. I believe she's the empress over these empires. So I don't know if you can see this, but I'm showing you the picture of what it was back in the day and how black rulership once reigned. Here's another picture of a coat of arms. These people were black, y'all. They were black. This is the Dark Ages. This is the Dark Ages. Of when Europe went dark, y'all. It went dark because it was black rulership and it was time for us to fall. So you need to understand those things. You need to understand how Europe became white like it is today. Even in Genesis 10 and 5, it do tell you the kingdoms of Japheth. Japheth are the Caucasian people who came into rulership late. They never had rule over us. Y'all read that in Genesis 27. It tells you what the blessings were for Jacob. We are Jacob, okay? And they are Esau, Japheth. Esau became one with Japheth. So this is who they are. And they now have power and control only for a short time through Gentile rule. They came into power late, y'all. That's why the scripture says that the end is it, that the generation we live in now is the end times. Because after Christ's birth, after Jesus died, after he was born in the earth and then he died, started the period of the end of this generation of Gentile rule, wickedness, evil, because this is Satan's kingdom. He failed and he had to have rulership to take as many with him that don't acknowledge God or Jesus, that don't believe in God or the Lord, you know, or our Lord Jesus. God left Jesus as a way for us to have relationship with him. We had to have a way to come to our Father. We had to have a way because those laws, those 616 laws of the book of Leviticus, we couldn't possibly keep any of those laws. All this fits in hand, y'all. We need to go back and research the kingdoms of the world, how they took over, who we were, how we failed and went into captivity, into slavery. You need to put this picture together. And that is why I wrote this book, Trees of Righteousness. So you can see what this is all about, how our story fits in and how they took our story and used it for what they wanted to use it for. So Google this book. Get this book on Amazon. This book on Amazon.com. Trees of Righteousness by Empress Ean Sharon. I put this knowledge together for you so that you can understand what has happened to us. Now, go a little further with me and Google this information to teach our children, y'all. We needed to study world history. We needed to study geography because not just American history. American history is full of lies. They painted history to make it seem like they are the victors, but to make it seem like this was their history. They took all of our history and they just changed the faces. They changed the color of our skin. And they painted the pictures to make it seem like it was them. This is all about them. But no, history was written. History is written in stone. What has happened? So we need to go back into world history to find out what happened in the First and Second Boer Wars. We need to find out about the 30-year wars. We need to find out why the Roman Empire went black and read between, went dark, y'all, not black, but went dark. And read between the line and put these things together of what has happened. So we won't be in the blind. Y'all, we don't have a history. All they tell you is we came from Africa. Okay, so we go back and do our history about where, what part we came from Africa. And then we search out, okay, well, we came from Nigeria. Or we came from Gambia. We came from this place. We came from that place. Well, they tell you, you're not indigenous to this land. You know, you came here. You weren't born here. You came here into this land. So you have to trace us. And then in the Bible, in Luke 21, the chapter 21, you can read that chapter and other chapters of the Bible and other books of the Bible tell you the same story that Luke 21 tells you about our escape from Rome. Out of our land of Jerusalem when we were first exiled. It tells you that story. Our story is written in the Bible. Whether you want to believe it or not, we can take that story in the Bible. We can take all this history that was written in stone for us, compare the two, read between the lines. There you go. Then you find out what happened to you black people. You find out what the Bible said and why you had to go into punishment. And then you understand why the world took the position that they did. And Satan used the Gentile kingdoms to rule through. Then you start to understand this thing. And then we can stop saying that the Bible is not true. Because we're living out a story that was told from the beginning. The end was told from the beginning. When God created all of this, he said what was going to happen. And how he was going to redeem his world back. He said that he would let man be in control. Yeah, that's what y'all want to do. He told us that when he chose us as his people, out of all the people of the world, he came and chose our people. Y'all, we didn't choose him. He chose us. So when he chose us and then he saw how he made us such a beautiful people, how he put the best on us, gave us the best to eat, how he just made us the number one people in the world. And how everybody had to, you know, bow down to us. You know, because he gave us the three gifts of kingship, priesthood, and royalty. But we took it to our head, y'all. And we failed. Because we love so many other people. We disregarded our father and what he told us not to do. We took upon ourselves to be the head nigga in charge. Yeah, I said it. That we are the HIC. The head nigga, the HN. What is a head nigga
in charge?
HNIC. That's what it is. Yeah, we became that. And we started thinking we was more than what we was. Daddy God made us the lawgivers. We as the lawgivers failed. And so it transferred over to Gentile rule. They interpreted the law to the best of what they thought it was. They confused knowledge, y'all, because their knowledge wasn't given to them. So they confused knowledge. How are they to know what is really what's really what when God didn't even give it to them? He gave it to us to teach the world. But yet, us and our haughty, high-minded selves, we had to fall with that stiff neck and hard heart. And we still got a stiff neck and hard heart, even till today. So, as I said, we need to research history of what has happened so we can find ourselves and you can prove this information that I'm giving you. So, again, as I said, okay, let's get back to this report. Even though the Berlin Conference was supposed to dissolve, was supposed to resolve disputes, crisis broke out periodically, as I said, and fueled the strategic rivalry and greater territorial ambitions. They was fighting among themselves of what land that they was going to get. They knew that that land was so vast, so great, and so wealthy. All your gold, your oil, your plutonium, all that stuff that they use to create bombs, uranium, all of that stuff comes from out of the land of Africa. You can find it all in the Middle East. You can find it all in the African continent. You can find all of that type of thing over there in that land. And they created wars among themselves, trying to kill each other for it. That's what gold do. Gold will have you killing yourself to retain it. So anyway, there was not enough time to cover every single occupation or all the rivalries involved with the African colonization. But hopefully these examples will help you understand the dynamic that existed between the scramble for Africa. Google scramble for Africa, y'all, which came to an abrupt halt in 1914 with the outbreak of World War I. And that's when World War II was when it was decided that Europe will become a continent again. That's when it was decided that Israel will become a nation. It was because of the World War II and how the Jews bought America into it, saying that they could ensure a win if they promised to give them the land of Israel so that they can have a home to go to. It wasn't their home in the first place. They stole our identity, y'all. That's why they confuse knowledge. That's why all of this is so confusing. When a lie is told, it confuses knowledge. When truth does not abound, everything is all confused. Now it's all unraveling. Everything is all unraveling. So now you can start seeing something ain't right with this picture. So as we go deeper into why all of this happened. Well, we know why it happened, because we failed as a people and we had to be punished. So, as I said, we had to lose authority. Authority was a shift that happened. So authority was taken from us and given to them because of Gentile rule in Satan's kingdom. Satan's rule through Gentile, okay? So let's go to European imperialism, okay? So this tells you how Europe's new imperialism, which swept across Asia in the 19th and 20th century, It highlights the Dutch East India Company and the Great Game, the Russo, which is the Russian-Japanese War, and the Opium Wars. New imperialism. With the coming of the Industrial Revolution, the wealth and technology of Europe greatly increased. With these new resources jingling in their pockets, the powerhouses of Europe were itching to increase their power and extend their boundaries. With this, they turned their eye towards Asia. Prior to the 19th century, Europe's holdings in Asia had mostly been limited to holding trading posts on the continent. Content to make money from these commercial outlets, Europe usually didn't impose direct rule upon Asia. However, as the 19th century progressed, Europe grew discontent with this setup, and a shift in Asian relations occurred, known as the New Imperialism. Europeans began to seek formal political control over foreign and overseas areas. As the old saying goes, they have been given an itch and they want a mile. They have been given an inch and they want a mile. So as you can see, here they go over in Asia. And I want you to know we are Asiatic black people. That's why it looks like we have slanted eyes as well. You can look at a lot of our women, a lot of our men, a lot of our people, period. And you can see that Asian in us. Well, anyway, it tells you what happened. Prior to, okay, let's see, Dutch imperialism. As European merchants, troops, and even missionaries began flooding into Asia and other parts of the globe, this new imperialism took hold and the political landscape of Asia was jostled in its wake. Swept up in new imperialism, the Dutch claimed Indonesia and sent hundreds of thousands of Europeans into Asian lands. Although many of these people succumbed to disease or hightailed it back to Europe, the Dutch influence in Indonesia is still present today. The Dutch were even able to trade in Japan, a feat no other European power was able to accomplish until the mid-19th century. The Great Game. With new imperialism came conflict between nations, which played out on Asian soil. For example, Russia and Britain became embroiled in a bloody battle for Central and South Asia, known as the Great Game. However, Central Asia was not the end goal. In reality, both European powerhouses new to control Central Asia was to have a gateway. They knew to control Central Asia was to have a gateway to areas like Iran, Afghanistan, and India. Those were the real prizes. Russo-Japanese Wars. Okay, before I move on, let me say something about this great game. I told you all we are Asiatic black people. And as you see, even in my book again, I have to go back to my book because I've already, categorized all of this. In my book, I show what Asian people, what the African Asian people look like. Back in the day, we look like this. This is how we look. These people, which are black people, are from the Asiatic part of Africa, which they call today the Middle East. This is called, that was Central Asia, well, that's Asia, parts of Asia, where we come from the northern part of Africa, which has that Asian influence. Y'all should know who we are. So nobody can tell you that we all are separate people. The Middle East was known as the Asiatic part of Africa. So you need to know that. So they wanted control over those places. And when they got control, look at what they're doing now to Afghanistan, Iran, Iraq. All of those places are Shem, y'all. We are Shem. Those places are Shem. They're not Ham. In the back of the Bible, in your Bible, in the King James Version of the Bible, it has a map called the Table of Nations. It shows you who is who in the world today. It shows you what son of Noah peopled what people group. And it breaks it down. So we need to start there so we can know who we are talking about. So we can identify who is who. Come on, y'all. Let's not be... Let's not be ignorant with this information. I'm telling you how to research this information and put it all together to get the big picture. So anyway, in this great game, Central Asia is not the end goal. Let's see. With new imperialism came conflict between nations, which played out on Asian soil. For example, Russia and Britain became embroiled in a bloody battle for the Central and South Asia, known as the Great Game. However, Central Asia was not the end goal. In reality, both European powerhouses knew to control Central Asia, knew that to control Central Asia was to have a gateway to areas like Iran, Afghanistan, and India. Those were the real prizes. The Russo-Japanese War. Unfortunately for Russia, they had to forfeit their great game with Britain due to the conflict with Japan. Trying to push the borders of their empire a bit too far, the Russians set their sight on Manchuria and Korea. Having no intentions of letting Russia have these areas, Japan attacked the Russian Navy in 1904. This conflict lasted over a year and was known as the Russo-Japanese War. It was significant because it was Russia's defeat. And it was Russia's defeat and was forced to give up its imperialistic dream in the Far East. So again, as we see, while we were going through our captivity and all these changes and happenings in the world, we did not understand because they hid this knowledge from us. All they wanted you to know was you was from Africa and that you was Ham's seed, that you are Canaan under Ham's seed. But if that's true, if we are Canaan under Ham's seed, then why can't we find what Ham's seed was supposed to go through? The curses, how they were supposed to affect them. Because it tells us that about Shem's seed, about the children of Israel, what they were supposed to go through, the captivity of how long it was supposed to last for 400 years. It tells you all of that. So if we were to fall under Canaan, being Hamites, where is that story at? How can we prove that? See, I told you they confuse knowledge. They mix up a story. They take a part here, they take a part there, and then they feed you what they want you to know. They don't give you the full truth of what is truly happening because they didn't want you to find yourself. They didn't want you to know what was happening and why it was happening and how it concerned you and where you come from, and that's your wealth, that you are the royalty in the land. You just happen to be in a fallen position that was only to last for a certain period of time. They didn't want us to know this. So yes, they had to confuse knowledge. They had to hide the truth. Because if we would have known coming through time, if we would have known coming through, you know, school, when we were taught in school world history, remember when y'all was taught world history, They wanted you to know this United States history, right, y'all? But they didn't teach you the true world history. And then when they did teach you world history, they changed the people. They changed the color of the people. And they changed how things really happen. They're colonizers. Europeans did this. This is Satan's rule under the Europeans, y'all. We need to put that together. That's why I'm telling you all of this, so that you can go back and research this information about how these Europeans did this. Anyway, so imperialism in China, with the new imperialism sweeping the land, China also felt the impact. For instance, due to many unfair treaties, some parts of China saw Europeans immune from Chinese law. Therefore, they could not be tried in Chinese courts. Ain't that something? The same as just what happened not too long ago when that journalism was killed, the journalist was killed in Saudi Arabia. Okay. Saudi Arabia said, come over there and try to make them hold him accountable for his death. They're going to show you what they're going to do. They don't play by American rules. They don't play by American rules. So again, same thing here. Just like it says, Chinese people can't hold these people accountable because they feel like they are immune to the law. But let's see how this all going to end up, y'all. So anyway, therefore they could not be tried in Chinese courts. This caused abuses to occur all over and frequently. These unfair treaties also led to things like the mid-19th century opium wars. As the name implies, this conflict saw Britain and China at war over the forced importation of opium into China. Sadly for the Chinese, the British were victorious. However, China's headaches didn't end there. By the close of the 19th century, Germany, Russia, Japan, and even the U.S. had forced China into opening up their trade markets. As China's trade became dominated by outside forces, they lost sovereignty in areas like Port Arthur, Shantung Peninsula, Manchuria, and most famously, Hong Kong. By the year 1900, tensions in China had hit the boiling point. This is plainly seen in the Boxer Rebellion, in which Chinese nationalists murdered thousands of foreigners in an effort to rid their land of outside influences. Although many foreign lives were lost, the conflict saw the same end as the Opium Wars. Not surprisingly, the nationalists, there go that word, y'all, were subdued by European forces and China's ruling dynasty were further weakened. Again, new imperialism seemed to win the day. So, with the summary of this, with the wealth of the Industrial Revolution burning in their pockets, the powers of Europe set their sights on conquering new lands. Caught up in a wave of new imperialism, they began to seek formal political control over foreign and overseas areas. Under the influence of the new imperialism, the Dutch flooded areas like Indonesia with Europeans, while also operating in Japan. Russia and Britain fought their great game over the control of Central Asia. To them, this was their ticket to areas like India, as I said before. Unfortunately, the Russians, they also tried for their influence in the Far East, but were defeated by the Japanese. China also felt the strain of new imperialism as Britain forced its opium trade into China's borders. Losing the Opium Wars and having their Boxer Rebellion crushed, China also faced the loss of territory, most famously known as Hong Kong, to the new imperialists. So again, that's just saying how these Europeans go all over the world and do what they want to do. They go and conquer, you know, colonize places for their own means. And it always ends in devastation for either that country or for those Americans that now go throughout the world and are captured. They are captured because people don't like bullies. America is a bully because she's amassed all this wealth. America and the Europeans are bullies. They go all over the world taking what they want. Well, that was only for a certain time period. So that time period is coming to an end. So what is going to happen next, y'all? What is going to happen next is we're going to wake up as a people. We're going to know what was done to us and how it was done. If you wish to read this book, Trees of Righteousness, it's already compiled for you, the things that has happened to brought us to this place, of what has happened, why it happened, and what is still yet to happen to us as a people. Do you know in the Word, it says in the Bible, when I say the Word, I mean the Bible. It says in Isaiah 66 and 8, that we arise as a nation at a moment's notice. We went through this 400 years of atrocities, the bread of adversity, the waters of affliction. That was a prerequisite to be God's children. Just because you call yourself a Jew don't make you a Jew. Just because you say you God's children don't mean it so. I can say I'm blue. But because I say I'm blue don't mean it's my skin color. I can say my skin color is blue. But because I say my skin color is blue don't make me blue. It make me blue in my mind only. But to the outside world, my skin brown. It is not blue. So we need to know what has happened to us. We need to be able to piece together what has happened to us. You need to go back and do historical searches on what all this has been tracked, y'all. It's been tracked of how these Europeans came into this country and took it from the copper-colored Amerindians. Everywhere they went in the world where they saw copper-colored people and the people that were in the land, the indigenous people in the land, here they come, conquering to take over and to use control. They conquered with the sword. That was what they were supposed to do. That's what the Bible said that they were supposed to do. Conquer using the sword. And that's what they've been doing. They've been true to their nature. Now this is all coming to a head, y'all. This is all coming to an end. So what is going to happen with that picture? How's that picture going to look? You all, y'all need to know, we are going to be free as a people. We will know it, and the world will know it. We need a plan of action, people, for when this day happens. As I stated before, we need to come out of her. Everything that was ours was stolen. We ourselves are a stolen people. You want to know what's so important about you? Take a look at it. They stole us. They changed our name. They made us stop using our mother tongue, our language, for us to communicate with one another. Why is that? Why would they take an identity? Why would they take an identity from a people? and make it something different. You better know it's something special about you. You better know that something is going on with us. You better know that something is going to happen with us very, 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 very soon. I'm saying in as short as 4 months, something is going to happen with us. We are the next big thing to happen. As I said, we have a pineal gland. We have this melanin in our skin. It is the God key. It is the God key. It is the God key. And you need to know that it is the God key. You need to know that it is something. You need to know that this thing about us is important. We are the people of royalty. Oh my gosh. This is very, very important, y'all. We are the next big thing to happen. Read Revelation 12. That's our story. Read Isaiah 66 and 8. That is our story. Please know that as a people, we the next big thing to happen. The world will know that Daddy God always loved us. The world will know the Bible is true. It's a living sword. It's what we will use to fight in this daytime, the word of God. You must know how to speak that word. It is a double-edged sword. It cuts asunder spirit and flesh. It separates spirit and flesh. So come on, y'all. We are spiritual people. We spirit beings inhabiting an earthly body, a natural body, having a natural experience. You spirit first. God gave you this earth suit to stay in the body. You indigenous to this earth. So people say, oh, well, your spirit is alive. Your spirit never died. You're right. Our spirit did never die. But the Bible don't teach us about reincarnation either. It says that we are indigenous from this earth. We came from the dirt of this earth. Our spirit goes somewhere where it's contained until it goes to a resting place, until we are allowed to do things the way God will have us to do, until we reach that part of the mystery that will unfold to us. We don't know all things because God shut up knowledge. But he's allowing the knowledge, the things that we need to know about ourselves, he's allowing that to come into fruition. He's allowing that to become known to everybody, not just to us, but to the world. We must all know what is going on with us, how things are happening with us, who we are as a people. We need to know all of these things. You are special people. You better know who you are. Something phenomenal is about to happen with us. I will be doing another spoken word poetry night event. And I would love for all of you to come, but I know many of you don't even live here. So we will be filming that. We will be videoing it and putting it online as well, so you can see what we do in our poetry night events. And it will be at the Swift Mansion again. Mark your calendars for January 25th, 2019, from 8 to 11 at 4500 South Michigan Avenue in Chicago, Illinois. And come out for our poetry night event. Tickets will be $20 to get in. And if you want to spit as a poet, $15. No, $10, I'm sorry. $10 to spit as a poet. So come and see us. Come and see us to the at my poetry event. It's called Mothership Landing, the Mothership Landing Poetry Night event. So I look forward to seeing all of you there. And everybody have a blessed day. And this is your homework for this broadcast. I want you guys to go and Google this information of what I just gave you. And next week, we will be talking about the Holy Roman Empire and their politics and religion, because we are under the Holy Roman Empire. It is alive and well, and it is dwelling over our lives and over the church as we speak in today's life that we're living in. So you need to know what all affects us as a people, how we all got here, and how we coming out of this thing. So again, that would be my next week's thing will be on the Holy Roman Empire. So with that, I'm going to leave you all with blessings, peace, and love. Have a great day and blessings. So everybody have a good day, and thank you for tuning in, and know who you are as a people. You are a blessing to the earth. You don't know it yet, but the world will know that we are a blessing to the earth. And so have a good day and be blessed. This finishes my broadcast for today. Goodbye.
Going first.